Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our show.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, hello, Reatha. Wow, what a week, huh?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Oscar week is always crazy. There are so many events and so much going on. I'm still exhausted.
You know, and I'll tell you, a lot of it is outside, too. And we had some really heavy rains out here, along with a couple mudslides here and there. But, you know, when people hear that out of state, they think they're all over. They're very isolated. But at least we got through with no rain.
Did you have any mud issues or slide issues?
No, just a lot of heavy rain. And, we weathered the storm, I'll put it that way.
Well, we needed the rain. You know, we're in the middle of a drought. They say that wasn't enough water to really pull us out of the drought, but it certainly was a lot of water. There was a lot of flooding, a lot of I was on the freeway, and it was, you know, for California, we Californians can't drive in the rain.
No. We get a little sprinkle. It's in the news. Back in Chicago, it rains, and that's it. It's no big thing. But it's big news out here. But, you know, we have the canyons and the hills, and when they have a fire and all the shrubbery is gone, it tends to, you know, turn into a mudslide, I guess.
Yeah, well, we survived.
Well, here we are. I mean, you know, this we made it through the rains, and I'll tell you, like you say, the Oscars have been quite exciting. And not only the Oscars, but the after parties, which I bumped into you last night at the biggest after Oscar party.
That's true, and that brings us up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time. Well, anyway.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
It's hot topic time.
And so today we're talking about the Oscars. Everybody's talking about the Oscars today.
And there was a lot of anticipation among the nominees. And I have a couple of the results if you want to hear them.
Absolutely.
Well, for Best Picture, I suppose most of you know you had American Hustle and Captain Phillips, the Dallas Buyers Club and Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, and 12 Years a Slave, and, of course, Wolf of Wall Street with Mr. DiCaprio. And everybody put their, they wondered, all right, will it be Wolf of Wall Street? Will it be Gravity? I mean, there was a lot of buildup, Dallas Buyers Club. And I wonder how many people put 12 Years a Slave as a winner, because that's what it was. 12 Years a Slave came out with the Best Picture.
Yeah, it did. I thought it was a good movie, but it was a hard movie to watch.
Yeah, you know, some of these movies you have to see twice to get everything.
Well, that one would be too hard for me to get to.
Yeah.
I couldn't go through that movie twice. It was gut-wrenching. It really was. Now, the next category was the Best Actor.
And the Best Actor, you had Barhad, what am I pronouncing this right? Barhad Abdi for Captain Phillips, Bradley Cooper, American Hustle, Michael Fassbender, 12 Years a Slave.
Wait, those are the supporting actors.
Well, this is what I saw as the Best Actors.
No, those were the supporting actors, Bradley Cooper, Michael Fassbender, Jonah Hill, Jared Leto. And Jared won that one. And
Winner was Jared for Dallas Buyers Club.
Right, and I thought Jared was brilliant in it, And going back to the actors were Christian Bale, Bruce Dern, Leonardo DiCaprio.
And
Chiwetel.
I couldn't get that
they've
right.
They've got these names. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
they had the best actor category. They had the best actor category under the names I gave you. They had them as best actors, and I was reading them off. I was wondering about that, so they have to correct
okay,
that.
Okay, now the best actor was Matthew McConaughey, and he also was from Dallas Buyers Club. So they got best actor, best supporting actor. And then moving on to the actresses, there was Sally Hawkins. This is in supporting. Jennifer Lawrence.
Joby Dench. Meryl Streep.
No, those were best actor. Actress, the supporting actresses were Sally Hawkins, Jennifer Lawrence, Lupita Nyong'o, Julia Roberts, and June Squibb. And Lupita won, and she looked gorgeous last night
she
in
did.
This beautiful white dress. She
and
was
that's a lot of the
Oscars
is how they're dressed, you know. I mean, everybody wants to know what they're wearing, and all their designers are just sitting in the back waiting about what kind of critique they'll have.
Exactly.
I think what it is,
and then the
I
best
just want to give a lot
is,
of, I just want to give a lot of support to the supporting actors and actresses, I guess, you know, because nobody really knows afterwards who they were.
Oh, yeah,
and,
they do. I mean, because
well,
they were fabulous winners this year. And they do good. I mean, their roles are less lines, but no less important.
No less importance, right.
And
yeah.
then the leading actresses were Amy Adams, Kate Blanchett, Sandra Bullock, Judy Dench, and Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep
did not win for once. Kate Blanchett did. And she was in Blue Jasmine. I haven't seen Blue Jasmine yet, so I'm not sure.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know how it is. But congratulations to all of the winners. They all did a fine job. And
it's commercial time.
It's commercial time.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hi, I'm Aretha Gray.
Okay, we're back. And, Aretha, I have quite a guest that's going to be calling in. His name is David
Hopefully
Jones.
Hopefully he's already on the line.
We should be on the line. He's the founder of Heritage Wealth Management, and he's a retirement expert that's been around since 1990. And he's the kind of guy who makes it so our golden years are a little bit more golden.
All right.
And David,
are you there?
I'm here. Thank you
for having
me on the show.
Okay, David, this is Aretha Gray and myself. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim and Aretha. Pleasure to be here.
All right.
So, David,
There's so much we would like to talk to you about, both Aretha and I, and all the listeners, about, you started back in 1990, David. You've been around for a while.
That's correct.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
What do the seniors need to know about financial planning for retirement? I want to get right down to this because you have so much information. We don't even have time to chat with you. We want to get down and really pick your brain here. So what do you think they need to know about financial planning for their retirement?
Well, financial planning is critical for every senior. And one of the things that about financial planning is that it can be exciting when you start thinking about retirement. But one thing that most seniors are beginning to understand now is that things have changed a lot. You think about when most people started their jobs, say, 40 years ago, and the financial plans that they made back at that time were set up with certain criteria at that time, which have changed a lot now. So I think one of the issues is that because there are so many changes that a lot of seniors are really a little bit uncertain about their future now. So I think one of the keys that seniors need to do today is to really get educated. Jim, I think that's the real key.
Okay.
David,
well,
seniors like me, who didn't think we were going to live to be 65. You know, we grew up in the 60s, and we thought 30 was old, and we were going to die by the time we were 45 or 50, and we made no plans. What should we do?
Well, you know, Reese, that is one of the major issues. You hit it right on the head. Life expectancies have increased drastically since back in, say, the 50s and the 60s, when most of the seniors were starting to get into the job market. Now, seniors are living an average of 9 years longer now than they were when they first started their jobs. And that is a major issue, and you're right. Things have changed so much. The life that means is that seniors are now, let's say you're 68 years old and you have already retired and you're taking Social Security. One thing that we find is that most seniors, they didn't plan for the expenses and the level of cost that would be now compared to when they first started saving and putting their money into IRAs and 401ks. So they're finding that costs are increasing just about everywhere. I mean, if you look at, you go into the grocery store, you go and you buy gas, just about everything that you're doing now, you can see that it just costs so much more. If you just want to go to a movie, as an example, I mean, look at the prices on to go and watch a movie now. So that is one of the major issues. Costs have increased, but in most cases, their income is not keeping up with their with the expenses that they're having at this stage of their life. So you hit it on the head. That is one of the real key issues.
And, what can you know, we another, do?
Well, first of all, education is the key. And you need to understand what you have to work with. Now, one of the things, which is in most cases, Social Security, as an example, is one of the major income sources that they have. So most people don't really understand Social Security, as an example. So there are many areas of financial planning. Can go over that as well, but just take this one example, just Social Security. Most people don't understand that there is more than just one type of income that you can get from Social Security, which would be your worker benefit. You worked at the company for 30 years, and here's your income amount that you're going to receive for the rest of your life. So what they're doing is they're receiving this amount. They don't understand that there are other options that they have. For example, one of the options that most people don't know about is that if you are married and if your ages are relatively close together, you can take spousal benefits without even taking your own benefit and allowing yours to continue to grow over the years. Now, as an example, we talked about education. That's one of the things that we do. We have free classes that we provide. As a matter of fact, that is one. That is how I met Jim, because he came
That's
to one
I
of
met.
My
it
classes.
So, it was such an interesting, you know, such an interesting, well, I got quite an education there, I'll tell you. I mean, there was a lot of people sitting there with their eyes wide open and their mouths hanging down thinking like, wow, I didn't know that. He just has so many bits of information there.
That's exactly right. And, you know, most of the time we'll have 30 to 40 people that will show up for the classes. And we ask how many of you people understand or knew about this before coming to this class to learn a little bit about Social Security. Literally, there would be maybe one or two people in the class that would have ever heard of this before. So,
How often do you have the classes?
Say that again, please.
How often and where do you have the classes?
Well, we're based in, well, the company's headquarters is in San Diego. I'm based in Orange County, so I work with in Orange County. And so I do it, I have classes at my office, and then I also provide a seminar venue where I provide, let's say, a lunch or a dinner for the new potential prospects to come in that have never heard this, have never learned anything about this. So there's two different ways we do it. It's one is in the office. The other is that we do luncheons or even dinners.
And how can people get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way to get in touch with us is to go to our website. And the website is www.heritagemanagement.com. I'm sorry, HeritageWealthManagementOC.com. OC, of course, stands for Orange County. That's the best way for them to get in touch with us. And we also have a free educational website where they can go and join a membership. There's no charge for the membership, where they can get educational videos and information about specific topics. And that's another website. So they would be able to go to Heritage Management. Well, the two websites, HeritageWealthManagementOC.com and then HeritageTaxAndInsurance.com.
Now, David, the lack of knowledge, overall for us seniors, it can be quite costly. You know, if we don't have this information, we're just going forward and we find ourselves in a spot. Like you say, the price of everything is going up and our income is staying the same. So without this information, I mean, it can really cost you quite a bit of money in the long run.
Well, there are so many areas where it can cost you a ton of money. One of the areas alone is tax planning. Just simply knowing what to do, how to go about it from a professional tax planner as well, which is what our company does as well. That is, it's not so much how much money that you make or that you have coming in. The real key is how much money do you get to keep out of that. So tax planning, as an example, is a very important part of that.
Now, David, don't most people have a financial planner, do you think?
You know, the majority of seniors do not have a financial planner. Most people's idea of a financial plan is that while they're working, they've been told, save for the future. So they'll put their money into an IRA or a 401k. Most people don't understand exactly how that works. And, Jim, I'll have to tell you that back in 2001 and also again in 2008 when we had these major market downturns, a lot of people lost a lot of their wealth because they were in a situation where the expenses were getting high and they couldn't make ends meet. So they were pulling money out ahead of time out of their IRAs and 401ks because just to make ends meet. And unfortunately, when the markets drop like that, almost all of the 401ks and IRAs are tied to the market. And most people
it's that scenario and all kinds of scenarios. I lost 7 or 8 homes with Katrina down in the Biloxi area, and the economy folding in Florida, I lost several places. So you just don't know what's around the corner.
Now, we're almost out of time, David. Definitely going to have
so
you come back. But can you give us the information again on how we can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. There's two websites. One is the educational website. That's www.heritagewealthmanagementoc.com. And the general website is www.heritagetaxandinsurance.com.
Thank you so much, David. And we are definitely going to have you back on. And now we're going to go to commercial.
Time for a commercial.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, David.
Hi, I'm Aretha Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Hello, everyone. And we've had, so interesting with, all the information that David had. And it really makes you think. And another thing that made me think was the last show and several shows we've had, and there's been a lot of talk about how this group of baby boomers is a little bit more healthy than the last generation because We just don't sit around and play bingo and watch TV. We're out there playing racquetball and tennis and golf, and we're just in better shape. We're mountain climbing. We're running marathons. But I looked a little deeper into that. How healthy are we? Well, there was a new study. As each generation gets older, they like to think that they're healthier than the previous generation. However, the baby boomers are unable to make this claim. Now, that's kind of a shocking statement because we're thinking, well, wait a minute, we live longer and so on and so forth. Well, the new findings were published in the JAMA International Medical Journal in a study conducted by a group of researchers from West Virginia University School of Medicine. The study revealed that a portion of the baby boomers generation, specifically the 78 million boomers from 1946 to 1964, were less healthy than most of their parents. Everybody's kind of a little bit in shock about that, because how could that be? Well, in 2010, they were labeled the healthiest generation at 26% of the U.S. population due to their longevity experiences. And they were their ability to take advantage of the newest medicine and the medical cares and the public health. Well, because of our prescriptions and the diets and so on and so forth, well, the results came back. It's not really the way that everybody tells you. There's higher blood pressure. We have obesity, higher cholesterol levels, hypertension. I know it's a little depressing, but these are the statistics. Research by Dr. King, professor of family medicine at West Virginia, examined data from the National Health and Nutrition Survey, and a picture of health is measured and administered by the government. All right, the investigation analyzed...
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Okay, it's tech time.
Oh, bye.
So we'll continue this one next week.
She ran over.
I ran over, Rita. Sorry about that, but it was just so interesting that I was kind of like shocked when I read all this information about how unhealthy we are. But go ahead and take care of your tech time. I'm waiting to hear about your new stuff.
Well, actually, I think I talked about email before, but I'm going to talk about it again because I still get the question, you have email? It's like, wait, I live on planet Earth, okay? We need to have email, seniors. They only ask me because of my age. They assume everybody that's under 30 or under 40 has email. Everybody above 40, they expect, do not have email, or if they do, they don't check it. And unfortunately, I'm beginning to find out more and more that's true. Email is so important. There is going to be a time when, I hate to tell you, we're not going to be able to go to the post office. Matter of fact, there was a story in the news this week where they're having these community mailboxes in neighborhoods now. So the postman only goes to one place and gives maybe 20 houses the mail. Well, they've been breaking into them and stealing the mail out of the bag. These people have already got to go to the post office every day to pick up their mail. I get most of my mail through email. Almost everybody offers that as a service now. You can get your bills through the email. They want you to go paperless. You can get your notifications through your email or your text messages. It's really, and it's cheaper. It's free. You know, people keep saying, oh, they're going to threaten to charge for email. I don't know if that's going to happen, but for as of right now, it's still free. So you need to set up your email addresses. You can get a Gmail account, a Yahoo account. There's still AOL. I'm old school. I still have AOL. And
okay.
You go in on your computer or your phone, you set them up, and you just get them instantly. You get surveys. I went and did some work, got some information at AT&T the other day. They have my email, and they email me the survey. which is much better than getting the paper survey in the mail that you're not going to take anyway. So there's just so much that can be done through the email. It's instant communication. I was going, matter of fact, Jim and I went to a party last night. I got my information about the party through the email. There are so...
That party,
now, wait,
yeah,
I, you know, we didn't just go to a party. You were working.
Did you see everybody walking around with their heads down on their phones? I couldn't believe it.
I know. Well,
it looked like a Christmas tree in there.
They were reading emails. What can I tell you? But Jesus, Jim was working. Amazing. He was interviewing people. I was just having a fun, having fun being a celebrity. But Jim was working. It was a wonderful party. It was Fame and Philanthropy.
Fame and Philanthropy.
Party, and there
what
were
a,
great
people. Can you believe
there?
That when you walked into that room?
I know. James... James Cameron was a speaker, and it was really a great event. But back to wrapping up on the email, let me wrap up on the email.
I forgot to tell you that Eric co-sponsored that Fame and Philanthropy after Oscar after party. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, he did. He did. That's how come you guys were there covering it and doing all kinds of things.
But I didn't see you up on the dance floor. What happened?
Well, I danced a little bit. I was twerking a little bit. However,
but every time you turned around, there was a lot of celebrities, a lot of people that were excited to be there. You know, the after party with the Oscars, we're up on top of the hill. I'm just glad
absolutely.
It didn't rain.
Absolutely. But just to wrap up on email, get your email addresses and use them. So, Jim...
Risa,
you know
how
what?
Many people do you think today, what do you think of the percentage? Most people going over to email and using their phones for that? I think it's about 50%?
Well, seniors aren't, and that's why we have to start doing it. We have to move into the 21st century. And speaking of which, I want to just remind everybody about the new Easy Way app. It's not really new, but it's probably new to a lot of seniors, especially because we don't tend to download apps either. But
okay.
You got to get the Easy Way
something.
App.
Hmm. On the Fame and Philanthropy Oscar after party in support of the city charity. I forgot to mention that you know, Easy Way Broadcasting was, it was
right,
associated with that.
The city is a great charity. And if you go to the Easy Way app, you can find out about all the things that Easy Way Broadcasting is into. So it's the letter Z, Way app. Go on whatever app store you have, whether it's iPhone or Android. Look up Eric Zuley. E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and the Easy Way app. Also, you got to go to easywaybroadcasting.com. The letter
Easy
E,
Way,
the letter Z,
Easy,
Way,
right.
Broadcasting.com. You'll find out all the shows that are on the network, and there are some fabulous shows on the network. Of course, there's
Easy Way Broadcasting was a sponsor of the Oscars after party. And,
absolutely.
You know, Reza, like you mentioned, they do, it supported the charity. A lot of people don't realize that. You know, there's
know.
A lot of support. It's just not just an after party. It's a
corporate partner.
He's a...
Well, that's why it's called
Fame
and Philanthropy. And I can never say that word philanthropy right. But because
well,
they really
Easy Way Broadcasting, causes. Easy Way Broadcasting was a corporate sponsor, a corporate partner. And I was just, did you hear James Cameron's speech? That was...
I did.
He's really involved. The whole thing was amazing to me. I was just, and seeing you there, that's like...
And Charlize Theron was there. I didn't see Halle Berry, but I heard she was there. And Neo performed,
and yeah.
It was a really nice event, and it was great that Easy Way Broadcasting was there. And doing interviews, and when you go to easywaybroadcasting.com, you'll have an opportunity to check out what was going on with that and all the shows on the network. Well, Jim,
everything.
Our time is up. It's been a great show, as always. Good talking to you. Good having you, ladies and gentlemen of the public listening to us. And
listening in, and we'll listen in next week.
Yeah, Monday at 10 a.m. We'll be here, easywaybroadcasting.com.
So long, Reese. So long, everybody.
This show brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting, a corporate partner of the Fame and Philanthropy After Party for the Oscars. Thank you very much.
Yay.